Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are so very, very happy to have you joining us and really settling in to sense God, feel God investing in you, pouring into you, and encouraging your soul. And here's a testimony just to kind of boost your faith immediately is from Sheila. And Sheila called, and really, it's a very powerful testimony because she was healed of stage 4 pancreatic cancer. She was healed of a liver tumor, and she was healed of ovarian cancer. Oh my goodness. I mean, I think about all of those maladies, sicknesses, illnesses, and that's the holy buckets. That's a lot. But I share that testimony with you to encourage your faith, strengthen you, that nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible. And so, like Sheila, why don't you pick up the phone? Why don't you get on the website? Give us the opportunity, the privilege to pray for you, whether it's a physical healing, a financial healing, any of that. We love to pray, and we know that God answers prayer. And partners, thank you. Thank you for helping us to cover the earth and connect everyone to the heart of God. So important, because really, God wants to be very personal with each and every individual, and partners, you help us to do that and to bring God's love, God's word, God's transformation around the world. So thank you again and again. And in just a moment here, we're going to be joining a teaching, a classic teaching that my mom has done. One of the things I love about her classic teaching is, regardless of when she taught it, it's very, very powerful because it is the Word of God. And this particular teaching is Thanksgiving Unlocks Miracles. And so when you watch this classic teaching, it is literally a classic from my mom, back in the day, whenever, but it's relevant because the Word of God is relevant no matter when you hear it, when it's done, it is relevant to you today.
The teaching you are about to watch is part of the Marilyn Hickey Classic Collection. We believe the Word of God is timeless, eternal, and cannot return void. Our prayer is that this teaching will build your faith and bless your life as you grow in His Word.
You know, I just love the way the Holy Ghost orchestrates a service. Now, Chris did not know what I was going to preach about. He just said to me on the front row, you know, I feel like God has given me a prophecy. And he said, but, you know, I'm afraid to give it. I said, well, what if you missed it? Would it be so bad? I think God is more pleased if we try than if we don't try, don't you? And so, you know, I said, do it. But I didn't know what he was going to give, and he didn't know what I was going to preach on. And tonight, I'm preaching on a word, and you'll see how the Holy Ghost moved in this service and put this together and orchestrate it. But I'm preaching on a word that is the key word to open the miraculous in every area of your life. If you've got a mean mate, this is the word to change him. If you've got children that you just think sometimes, God, how did I ever become a parent? If you have a financial situation that is just a mountain, when you look at it, it looks so impossible and like such despair. If you have a physical problem that they have told you you won't recover from and you're going to die, this word will bring you through. You know, if you have depression, if you're in some kind of bondage and it just looks like, how could I ever get through? This word will bring you through. You know, have you ever said, where is God when I'm in a crisis? Well, this word will bring you through to God in the crisis. You know, we say, well, where is God when I'm in this terrible time? This word will bring you through. Now, what could that word be? What do you think the word could be? Faith? That's not the word. That's a good word. Praise? That's not the word. Can you, Ruth, what do you think the word is? What? Love? Not the word. You're not getting it, so I'll just have to preach it. All right. This is the word thanksgiving. Now, the Bible says you enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Psalms 100, verse 4. So to even get in, you got to come with what? Thanksgiving. You say, well, I don't know that that unlocks everything. You will see that Jesus used this word. This is the most powerful word that Jesus used when he was upon the earth. And if it's good enough for Jesus and it will unlock the miraculous for him, it will unlock the miraculous for you and me. When I began to see this, you know, and I've, of course, you know, you study the Bible, you know you're supposed to give thanks in all things, make your requests with thanksgiving. But I saw some new things I'd never seen. It was just a tremendous revelation to me about giving thanks. And so when you look at it, you will see it opens the pathway for you to come into God, but it also unlocks the supernatural power of God. So when you enter into thanksgiving, you cannot come in to his gates without thanksgiving. You know, when they, of course, they're thinking of tabernacle here in Psalms 100, but when they thought of the tabernacle, there's only one door to the tabernacle, and that was the east door. So if they wanted to come into God's presence, they couldn't make a door. They couldn't take a shortcut. There was one door only. And when they came to go through that door, they had to walk through the tribe of Judah, because Judah camped by the eastern door. And so they had to come through praise. So some way they had to get it. You're not going to get into God's presence if you don't give thanksgiving. But you're not going to get the miraculous if you don't either. Then there's something else I noticed, that unthankfulness leads to three things. And this is the negative side of it. It leads to spiritual degradation. It leads to murmuring. And it leads to a negative attitude that poisons your soul. So the opposite side of this is really, really bad, but the positive side is just powerful. Now, let's just think about this for a moment. The word gracias in Spanish, what does it mean? Thank you. All right? But do you know what gracias is? It comes from the word grace. So put your hand on your heart. Say, I won't forget. Gracias comes from the word grace. So when you give thanks, what are you entering into? Grace, okay? Grazie is Italian. Grazie in Italian, the base of this word is grace. Merci in French, the base of merci is grace. Eucharisto in Greek, the base of that word is grace. So if we look at Hebrews 12:28, and you can just write this scripture down, it says, wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Grace here is thanksgiving. So we have received a kingdom which can't be moved. Let us have thanksgiving. Because when you enter into thanksgiving, you enter into grace. When you enter into grace, you enter into the supernatural power of God. Without thanksgiving, you cannot enter into the supernatural. So we go around and we say, oh, my husband's so mean. My wife is so ugly, you know. We say, you know, you're the reason my children are ugly. We go around with all kinds of things. You know, there's no queen in my king-size bed. You know, these are some songs, titles of songs, if you can imagine. I think, who made these up? They are just terrible. You know, I would take you to a dog fight, but you're sure to win. That's the name of a song. And so people say things like this and wonder, why aren't things better? Because, you know, those kind of words don't bring you into grace. And if you don't get into grace, you're not going to get into the supernatural. So we begin to see here that God is very concerned about thanksgiving. Now, this is taken from Colossians 3, verses 15 through 17. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Now, folks, it says, let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which you are called in one body, and be thankful. God didn't say, you know, I'd like for you to be thankful. He commanded you to be thankful. And the reason many times we don't have peace and we're distressed and we're vexed is we're not giving thanks. So we're not living in grace. We're not living in the supernatural. And I have noticed, before we get into some real big things that we're going to do, I'll wake up in the night and I feel like I'm going to have a panic party, you know. And you think, dear God, why did I think we ought to do this? Did you really tell me to do this? This probably isn't you, and we are going to totally crash when we do it. Or I'm going to go to Pakistan, and for sure some Muslim's going to kill me, you know. And so your mind begins to go through these things. And then you start rehearsing all these things, and I have found the way to come out of them is just say, okay, I'm just going to start thanking God. And you lay there on your bed and you say, God, I thank you for Wally. I thank you for Sarah, Reese, for Michael. I thank you I have breath. I thank you I have such good health. I thank you for the wonderful church that we have. And you start thanking him, and you know what? You'll go to sleep. Why? Because you've entered into peace. Because when you start giving thanksgiving, you get into peace. You're into grace. And so you're into the place where God can do something very powerful in the situation. Because thanksgiving opens miraculous power. Now think about your children. When you do something nice for your children and they don't thank you, does that provoke you? You know, Michael called me the other day about something, and he was asking me for something. And I said, did you get your birthday gift? Well, yeah, I sure did. I said, well, it'd be wonderful if you said thank you. Do you ever feel like that with your kids? Be just really nice if you said thank you. He said, oh, Mother, please forgive me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I said, say it 10 times, I'll feel better. But, you know, we like that. And when our children thank us, isn't it true we want to do more for them? And we're just natural parents. What does it do to a heavenly Father? Now, let me tell you something else. People talk about, I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. I want to say drunk on the Spirit. But one of the signs of being drunk on the Holy Ghost is that you're thankful. And it says in Ephesians 5:18, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And it says, and giving thanks. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you give thanks. And you know, I can kind of tell how full of the Holy Ghost I am by how thankful I am. Because I notice if I'm murmuring and complaining, I'm not really very drunk on the Spirit. And God wants us to be drunk on the Holy Ghost. Is that true? And one of the signs is that you're thankful. And so as we stay thankful, I believe we stay full of the Spirit. If you stay full of the Spirit, you're going to stay full of the anointing. You stay full of the anointing, you're going to stay full of the supernatural. When we bought this building, I had some real negative attitudes and some real murmuring because it looked too big. And instead of looking to such a big God, I looked at such a big building and the big amount of money it would take to do it with.
God's word is always relevant. We pray you were enriched by one of Marilyn's classic Bible teachings. Praise God and pray the word in every season of your life, and watch how God will bless and bring you the desires of your heart. For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you the classic DVD teaching by Marilyn, Thanksgiving Unlocks the Miraculous. In this timeless teaching, you'll learn biblical truths which show when praise and thanksgiving are offered up, miracles are soon to follow. We will also send you our Treasures of a Thankful Heart journal and our God's Plan for Abundance mini book. And for your gift of $150 or more, we will also send you our healing quilt. Covered with healing scriptures, this beautiful quilt will wrap you in God's word and keep you warm. Give thanks and watch God bring miracles your way. Call or click today for this amazing resource.
Wasn't that amazing? Oh my goodness. We're just taking a quick pause here. Going to continue watching, but I want to encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website with any need that you have. You might have a financial need, a health need. Maybe you've got some things going on in your family, relationships, emotional issues, or even spiritual questions, discernment, things that you need in your heart. We'd love to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We know that God answers prayer and God can do miraculous things. We have not because we ask not. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We would love to pray for you. And we're going to continue joining the classic teaching that Mom is doing. And I know that is absolutely changing your life because the word doesn't return void.
And so I would go through this thing, and it was just terrible. So one day, I was walking through this building. We didn't have our sanctuary or anything yet. And I just began to thank God for the building. I said, God, I just thank you for the building. I thank you, such a pretty building. Look at these nice-looking bricks. It's just so attractive. And the Lord was so sweet to me and just began to encourage me about the building. And then he said, why don't you thank me for your staff? He said, these bricks will decay, but I've given you wonderful living stones. You know, and he just began to get me into an area of the supernatural because I began to thank him and enter into an area where he could open up his grace and do wonderful things. Jim Caswell, who is here tonight, he shared with me one day, he said that when he first got saved, now Jim, I hope I tell this story like you told it to me, so you can stand up and correct me if I don't. He said when he first got saved, He had a job where his employer just cursed all the time, was just vile speaking, just always on him. And he knew that Jim was a Christian, so, you know, he'd tell filthy stories and so on. So he called him in one day and gave him the worst report that he could give him for his review, you know, as one of his employees. He said it was just terrible. And so he said, "God, why do you leave me here? You know this man hates Christians. You know he talks vile. People here swear. This is a terrible place to work, and I'm a Christian. I belong to you. Why don't you take me out of here?" And God said, "Until you thank me for this job, I'm not going to give you anything better." Am I right, Jim? And then he said, "I just start saying, 'Thank you, God, for this job. Thank you for this employer.' Now watch it. Watch it. When you enter into Thanksgiving, what are you entering into? You're entering into what? Grace. When you get into grace, what are you getting into? Come on, what are you getting into? Supernatural." He was getting supernatural. And he said, his boss called him in. It wasn't very long. Gave him another raise. He said, "I went to the top position you could go to in that company before God put me in a new position." Hallelujah. Thanksgiving, it is so powerful, it is so wonderful, and it so works in our lives. Now, Paul used it a whole lot. He said, "I thank God for his grace." And Paul certainly had the grace to live the life that he had. 1 Corinthians 14:18, he said, "I thank God that I speak in tongues." And I believe he got a double portion in his speaking in tongues because he thanked God that he could. Did you ever think of that? To thank God you could speak in tongues? You know, you're getting a lot speaking in tongues, but could you get double portion by thanking him before you did it? Paul did it. He sure had more than double portion. The Bible says, giving thanks as you make your prayer request. You know, when we thank him as we are praying, what happens? He says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God." This is Philippians 4:6. If I thank God for answering my prayers, could it be I have now put my prayer into a supernatural place? Could it be that that prayer now is in the grace of God and God is going to bring the miraculous? Could it be? And I have noticed giving God thanks will jerk me out of a murmuring, whiny, pity party faster than anything I can think of. You know, we're sitting sometimes. I remember one time we were in Dallas. The plane is on the ground, but they won't let us off, and I'm due to speak at this meeting. And now I'm 30 minutes late, and we're just seated there, and they won't let anybody off the plane. They won't tell you what's wrong. I'm telling you, I'm about to jump out of my skin. I thought, you know, I could have two nervous breakdowns here. This is just so terrible. And then I just began to think, well, you can have a nervous breakdown, or you could get in the supernatural. And so I just began to thank God and thank God and thank God for what he was doing. I just said, "Thank you, Lord. I'm sitting out here in this plane. I'm not going to call it a stupid plane. And I don't even know why I'm here. I just thank you, God. I'm just going to thank you because I have breath, life, that you call me in the ministry. And I just am going to praise you and thank you." And you know when I got there? They were late starting. I got there just on time because they had some kind of a thing that went on. I had that happen one time in Canada, too. We landed because the plane could not land in Buffalo, and so we had to land in Rochester and had to get on a bus to come back to Buffalo. I had to go from Buffalo to Niagara Falls. You know how late I'm going to be. The meeting's going to be over. And it was a big luncheon, and they had like 1,000 women coming to it. It was something with a glow. And, you know, I'm just ready. Again, I just started to travel, jump out of my skin. But I remember driving on that bus from Rochester to Buffalo, thanking God and thanking God and thank you, Lord, I'm going to make it. Thank you, I'm going to be anointed. Thank you, I'm on time. And the man across from me said, "Well, what are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm going to speak in Niagara Falls." He said, "Well, lady, you'll never make it today. They'll be gone." I said, "I will make it and I will be on time." And the devil said, "You are a liar. You say the stupidest things. You're lying again." And I just kept thanking God. And you know, by the time I got there, they said, "Well, the hotel had an accident and couldn't serve our lunch for an hour and a half," and said, "And you're just on time." Well, I'm not happy for the accident, but I'm going to tell you, Thanksgiving puts you in the supernatural and it unlocks things. Now, I want you to look at the difference of the lepers. So I'd really like for you to open your Bible so that you can read this. Then I'm going to show you how Jesus used Thanksgiving and how powerful it was for him. So open your Bible to Luke 17. Look at verses 11 through 13. This, I never saw this until recently. And it's just powerful truth to me. It just so encouraged me about my life. You know, we say, "Well, where is God when the crisis is on?" God is in your Thanksgiving. or God is not in it because you're not giving thanksgiving. It is that simple that that word can do it. Look at Luke 17, verse 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. All 10 were cleansed physically, if you remember. All of them. All the lepers were cleansed. All of them were healed. But in verses 15 through 19, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found here, return to give glory to God, just this one stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go your way, your faith hath made you whole. Everybody say it. Now there are 10 lepers, but only one was made whole. You say, well, what do you mean whole? Now, this is exactly what it means. Whole means spirit, soul, and body. So that means this leper, he is going to heaven. This leper has a new self-image. This leper has his financial needs met. This leper is physically healed. Why? Because he came back and did what? He gave thanks. The other 9, they went away with no leprosy, but they weren't saved. They would not go into the kingdom. But this one came back and got into thanksgiving, and it made him whole. What will thanksgiving do in your life? It will make you what? Whole. Because it puts you into the grace of God. And when you get into the grace of God, you get into the what? Supernatural. It is the way into the miracle-working power of God. And so we look at him and say, wow, that is so powerful. But let's look at Jesus. Because, you know, you can come up with a lot of excuses. Well, you don't know how tough my situation is. You don't know how hard it is for me. You don't know what I'm going through, Marilyn. You've never gone through anything like I've gone through. But let's just look at Jesus. If this will work for Jesus, will it work for you? And so don't come up with all your excuses. Just put your excuses down and go for it, okay? And let's just see what happened to him. Now, this is John 6, verses 11 and 12. And this is when he has all of these people that have come to hear him, 5,000 men, not counting women and children, and there's no food, they're out in the wilderness, and he's asking the disciples what they should do. And so one of the disciples said, well, there's a little boy here, he's brought a lunch, and Jesus takes the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples and the disciples to them that were set down and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. Now, notice he didn't go to God and say, God, we got a problem. We got 5,000 men, not counting women and children, and they're hungry, and we can't send them back because they'll faint in the wilderness too far back. God, what are we going to do? I rebuke the devil in Jesus' name that would hinder this situation. He didn't do any of that. All he did was do what? Come on, tell me. What did he do? He gave what? That's all he did? Is that enough? If you gave thanks for what you have in your billfold, could God fill it fuller? If you gave thanks for the job that you have now, could God elevate you? If you gave thanks for the money that you have in the bank now, could God put more in it? Yes! Did it work for Jesus? How many did it feed? Well, 5,000 men, not counting women, not counting children. 12 basketfuls left over. Is that true? Did they have enough?
God's word is always relevant. We pray you were enriched by one of Marilyn's classic Bible teachings. Praise God and pray the word in every season of your life, and watch how God will bless and bring you the desires of your heart. For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you the classic DVD teaching by Marilyn, Thanksgiving Unlocks the Miraculous. In this timeless teaching, you'll learn biblical truths which show when praise and thanksgiving are offered up, miracles are soon to follow. We will also send you our Treasures of a Thankful Heart journal and our God's Plan for Abundance mini book. And for your gift of $150 or more, we will also send you our Healing Quilt. Covered with healing scriptures, this beautiful quilt will wrap you in God's word and keep you warm. Give thanks and watch God bring miracles your way. Call or click today for this amazing resource.
Thank you so much for watching. And I know mom's teachings, classic teachings, are so very powerful. And I want to minister this verse to you. It's in Isaiah 55, verse 8. And it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are above your ways. As high as the heavens are from the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. My thoughts higher than your thoughts." I just want to pray for you for a moment here, that God would help you to really absorb God's input for decisions that you have to make. So Father, I pray for each person watching right now. I pray that you would help them to absorb and to really process and to be open to your thoughts and your ways that go beyond our natural abilities, our natural wisdom and thinking. So I thank you, Father, for helping each viewer with this today to hear you and to guide, let your guidance direct them in their decisions, in Jesus' name, amen. And you know, again, this is Mom's Classics teachings are so, so powerful. And what you just saw was like a little snippet. So you can obviously get the whole thing. So get on the phone, get on the website, and we'll help you get all of her teaching. This classic teaching will be very powerful and helpful to you. And of course, we just want to encourage you, no matter what the need is in your life, we love to pray for you. At the beginning, I talked about Sheila and how God healed Sheila from various cancers and tumors. Well, again, nothing is impossible for God. So just like Sheila, you can hop on the phone, get on the website, and give us the privilege and honor of getting to pray for you for whatever the needs are, because God answers prayer even today.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
Most important thing you can do in your life is have a personal, deep connection, relationship with Jesus. You know, many of us, we've asked Jesus to come into our hearts in the past. Maybe you kind of need to make a reboot, a start over. Some of you have never asked Jesus to come into your heart, come into your life. And this is the most important decision that you can make in your life. Please get on the phone. Give us the privilege and opportunity to pray with you for Jesus to come into your life.